Hello and welcome to another exciting episode where we explore the latest in technology and innovation. Today we kick things off with a fascinating story about MoneyFellows, which has just raised $13 million to expand its group savings model beyond Egypt. Let's dive into how this Cairo-based fintech is shaking things up.
MoneyFellows is making waves by successfully digitizing the traditional rotating savings and credit association model, or ROSCA, which has been a staple in informal economies worldwide. With their recent $13 million funding round led by Almada Ventures and DPI's Include Fund, they're set to expand regionally. CEO Ahmed Wadi highlights their lean operations and profitability, a rarity in fintech circles.
That's interesting. How exactly has MoneyFellows managed to keep their operations so lean while expanding? And what specific markets are they targeting next?
Wadi attributes their success to digitizing ROSCA effectively, allowing them to lend billions of Egyptian pounds without significant debt. They're eyeing markets with similar informal savings cultures, aiming to enhance financial inclusion. Their total funding now tops $60 million, positioning them well for these new ventures.
It seems like a smart move. Now let's shift gears to AnySphere, which has reportedly raised a whopping $900 million at a $9 billion valuation. What's driving this massive investment in their AI tool, Cursor?
AnySphere's Cursor, an AI-powered coding tool, is attracting major investor interest, with Thrive Capital leading the latest round. This brings their total funding to over $173 million. The tool's ability to streamline coding processes is a big draw, and existing investors like Andreessen Horowitz and Excel are keen to stay on board.
That's a significant leap in valuation. What makes Cursor stand out in the crowded AI coding tool market?
Cursor's edge lies in its robust AI capabilities that enhance coding efficiency, making it a hot commodity among developers. The buzz around AI-powered coding startups is growing, with investors eager to capitalize on this trend.
Speaking of tech innovations, Spotify's developer tools, particularly Backstage, are gaining traction. Can you tell us more about this side hustle?
Spotify's Backstage is a hit among developers, with over 2 million users across 3,400 organizations. It simplifies infrastructure management by integrating tools, apps, and services into a single platform. The Cloud Native Computing Foundation ranks it among its top projects, highlighting its rapid adoption.
It's fascinating to see Spotify branching out. How might this impact their core music business?
While music remains their mainstay, Backstage offers diversification, potentially boosting their revenue streams and tech credibility. It aligns with broader trends of tech companies leveraging internal tools for external success.
Now, let's turn our attention to SpaceX, where residents at the Starbase launch site have voted to incorporate as a city. What does this mean for SpaceX and the local community?
The incorporation of Starbase into a city marks a unique development for SpaceX. The vote passed overwhelmingly, and the new city's leadership comprises SpaceX employees. This move could streamline local governance and reinforce Starbase as a pivotal hub for space exploration.
Creating a city around a launch site is quite a bold step. What are the potential benefits and challenges of this decision?
Benefits include improved infrastructure and services tailored to SpaceX's needs. However, challenges might involve balancing corporate and civic interests. The incorporation could serve as a model for future tech-driven communities.
From space to social media, former President Trump is willing to delay the TikTok ban again. What are the implications of this decision?
Trump's willingness to extend the TikTok ban deadline reflects ongoing negotiations over its U.S. ownership. This delay could ease tensions and allow more time for a deal favorable to American interests. TikTok has already faced a temporary ban, highlighting the geopolitical stakes.
It's a complex situation. How might this affect TikTok's operations and its millions of users in the U.S.?
Users may see continued access, but the uncertainty could impact TikTok's business strategies and partnerships. The broader tech industry is watching, as this sets a precedent for handling foreign-owned digital platforms.
Now let's explore Revelo's talent network in Latin America, which is seeing a surge in demand from U.S. companies. What's driving this trend?
Revelo's platform connects U.S. companies with vetted Latin American developers, a demand fueled by the need for AI model training expertise. CEO Lucas Mendez notes a race for high-value data, underscoring the strategic importance of skilled tech talent.
It's clear that AI is reshaping the job market. How is Revelo positioned to capitalize on this demand?
With over 400,000 developers, Revelo streamlines hiring and payment processes, making it an attractive option for companies seeking specialized skills. This positions them well amidst the AI-driven talent race.
Speaking of AI's impact on employment, Duolingo is becoming an AI-first company. What does this mean for the job market?
Duolingo's shift to AI involves replacing contractors with automated systems, highlighting a broader trend of AI replacing entry-level jobs. This move raises concerns about job displacement, especially in sectors reliant on human expertise.
It's a significant shift. What are the broader implications for industries beyond language learning?
The trend could extend to various sectors, potentially increasing unemployment rates for recent graduates. Companies might prioritize AI invest over new hires, prompting a reevaluation of workforce strategies.
Next, let's talk about eBay and Etsy's confidence despite tariff pressures. How are they navigating these economic challenges?
Both companies rely on local sourcing, which buffers them against tariff impacts. While rivals like Temu and Shein face price hikes, eBay and Etsy's focus on vintage and handmade items offers resilience. Their Q1 earnings reflect this strategic advantage.
It's impressive how they're adapting. Could this approach influence other e-commerce platforms facing similar pressures?
Absolutely. As tariffs reshape global supply chains, e-commerce platforms might pivot towards local sourcing and unique offerings to maintain competitiveness and customer loyalty.
Now, onto a thought-provoking topic, the downsides of overly friendly robots. What are the ethical considerations here?
The article highlights concerns about robots designed to be too nice, which can unsettle users. This raises ethical questions about authenticity in human-robot interactions and the potential for manipulation. The recent rollback of OpenAI's GPT-40 model's personality underscores these challenges.
It's a delicate balance. How might this affect future AI development and user trust?
Developers must navigate the fine line between helpfulness and intrusion. Building trust will require transparency and ethical guidelines to ensure AI aligns with user expectations and societal norms.
Switching gears, how are tech companies navigating the political landscape, especially with Trump's influence?
Tech companies are treading carefully, balancing business interests with political realities. Microsoft's Xbox price hike, linked to tariffs, exemplifies this delicate dance. Companies are cautious not to alienate key political figures while managing economic impacts.
It's a tricky situation. How might this influence future tech policy and corporate strategies?
Companies may increasingly engage in policy discussions and strategic lobbying to safeguard interests. This could shape tech policy, impacting everything from tariffs to digital regulations.
Let's look at startups hoping for a MAHA boom with new health regulations. What's driving this trend?
Health regulations led by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are pushing for cleaner food products, creating opportunities for startups to innovate. Companies are poised to capitalize on the shift towards healthier options, potentially reshaping the food industry.
It's a significant shift. How might established food companies respond to these changes?
Established companies may need to adapt quickly, potentially reformulating products to meet new standards. This could spur innovation and competition, driving the industry towards more sustainable practices.
Now on to Apple, which is shaking up its iPhone release schedule. What can we expect from these changes?
Apple plans to introduce an ultra-thin iPhone this year, followed by a foldable model in 2026. They're also adjusting their release strategy, launching premium versions in the fall and standard models in the spring. This aims to rejuvenate iPhone sales, but carries risks of uncertain consumer demand.
It's a bold move. What are the potential risks and rewards of this strategy?
The risks involve consumer acceptance and production challenges. However, if successful, it could revitalize Apple's market position and set new trends in smartphone design and marketing strategies.
Finally, let's discuss advertisers planning cuts to TV advertising. What's driving this decision?
Economic uncertainties are prompting advertisers to cut TV ad spending by up to 10%. While sports programming remains resilient, other areas face reductions. This shift reflects changing consumer habits and the growing appeal of digital platforms.
It's a challenging time for traditional media. How might this impact the broader advertising landscape?
Advertisers may increasingly shift budgets towards digital and targeted platforms, prioritizing channels with measurable ROI. This could accelerate the decline of traditional TV advertising and reshape media strategies.